Carol, you wrote an article called something to the general effect of it's a mistake to raise ducks in the elementary schools. I wish you'd tell me about that.
Oh, how much time do we have?
A few minutes.
Teachers. I really would like to get teachers on the right path. And teachers have exacerbated the problem of these animals getting dumped onto ponds. They raise them in classrooms without any conception. Everybody thinks, again, dating back at least to the 60s, that they're wild animals that deserve to be on ponds and belong there. But they don't deserve to be there or belong there if they weren't raised on a pond. They don't know anything about that life. So you may as well be taking boxes of puppies and kittens that you've raised in the classroom and taking them to the woods and leaving them. It is the same thing. They have zero coping skills. Not only that, people are rescuing these animals. And there's no place other than me to take them right now. And make no mistake that shelters, when they get full of these animals, they kill them. You know, people are making money off of breeding them, selling them, and killing them, basically. And my little rescue is really struggling. I cannot take all these ducks. So basically, I've gone after the causes of these problems, and teachers are definitely adding to that problem. So I'm asking teachers, anyone that has contributed to this, maybe if you would consider raising mealworms, because we need mealworms to feed our ducks. Mealworms are also very fascinating. They go to sleep in the refrigerator. They wake up when you take them out. I think it's a fascinating study for children. And what I'm finding is that teachers are raising things that are getting dumped into, the community, the natural areas, and it's really creating problems. Because dumping these domestic ducks into the wild natural habitats for the wild ducks has now caused the wild ducks to flee these areas during mating season, which starts early spring, and they've ended up in everyone's backyard. And that is a whole other issue that's going on with the wild ducks that I'm also studying, and I'm caught up in some red tape on that. If at some point you'd like to talk about
Let's talk about that right now. What's going on?
Well, I typically do not rescue the wild ducks. It's two different studies, although I have studied, the wild ducks. And even though these domestic breeds do come from the wild ducks have their own thought process. And they are wild. They are the brats of the duck world. They're very stubborn. And they... every year they look for a quiet place to hatch their young out. The first thing they do is head back to the water after the babies hatch. What's happening, though, is their habitats have been destroyed by the public, dumping these domestic ducks, turtles, fish that eat, these ducklings as a snack. And so the ducks aren't stupid. They're in everybody's backyards now hatching their babies. And I get hundreds and hundreds of calls about, we've got 13 ducks in our pool, little babies and a mama, and they don't know what to do with it. The animals are stranded there. The only way for these animals to get out of your yard is to walk out or wait 6 to 8 weeks until they can fly out. So I do try to encourage people to let them just stay in your yard for 6 to 8 weeks. Trust me, they are going to go back to their habitat once the babies can fly. And recently I was contacted by a school that had contacted every wildlife rescue that she could find. One of the rescues told her to throw the eggs out. Well, this is a federally protected bird, apparently. And we're not supposed to throw out any eggs from any federally protected bird. But I'm finding that the agencies that should be protecting these birds are not. So I did the right thing, and I instructed the school, let's build an aviary. The school is surrounded by traffic, no ponds anywhere nearby. I thought that's what the school was going to do, and it turned out that they decided not to do that. So I got the ducks after they hatched, and miraculously was able to catch the mother and the chicks, because what happens when baby mallards get orphaned from their parents? They cannot learn any migratory bird path. Even if it's a migratory bird that has flown into Los Angeles, they're not going to be leaving with their offspring. And so the offspring that don't have natural parents to show them any wildlife have to be rehabbed by somebody else and released somewhere. But again, animals that imprint on their parents, they're born in a courtyard, they're born in a backyard, they're going to lay their eggs in a courtyard, they're going to lay their eggs in a backyard, and they're not going to migrate. So the San Fernando Valley is filled with non-migratory mallards. And now I have 11 from the school that I took, and then somebody brought me 11 more.
22 ducks.
22, and I have two mamas. And so the beauty of it is that, you know, the mothers will be able to teach their babies once I release them how to forage. And that's the only reason that I took this on, is that I had the mothers, because they really do need a parent to teach them how to do stuff. And I'm looking for a place to release them. Now, being the only duck rescue in Los Angeles and the biggest advocate in the country for this animal, I should be able to get the red carpet. And here, we'll have them here. But I'm hard-pressed to find an area that's not full of turtles that eat their young, not full of wide-mouth bass and carp and whatever people are dumping catfish into the L.A. River, into every body of water that exists in Los Angeles County and the surrounding counties. I do have permission. You know, I'm trying to go for permission, do this legally, and do some sort of a press release, because people are interested in the school ducks on where I'm going to be releasing them. So even now, I'm finding out that when I do release them, I can't tell anybody where I'm releasing them. And it's just, I just got denied permission to release these 22 ducks into my area in a vast wetlands area. There's a lake there, and I got permission from LA City Parks and Recs. I got permission from the State Army Corps of Engineers. I've helped them rescue other domestics out of debris basins that they've drained, but I got denied access by Fish and Game, which I find astoundingly horrible.
That's so a shocker.
Now what do I do? And then now they're telling me that no matter where I release these ducks, I need an escort of some sort. So I'm finding that it's easier for the public to dump their unwanted pets than it is for me to find a place to release these wild ducks. And I find that astounding.